Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. We have a great show with some special guests who are extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing an important and timely topic, not only for the multifamily industry, but for the nation as a whole. And our topic is situational homelessness, a multifamily answer. Joining me in the studio are Gay Jackson, the executive director for Houston with the Shelters to Shutters organization, as well as Leah Nguyen, the human resources director at Sync Residential. And joining us by phone is Juan, who is a placement in the Shelter to Shutters program. Full disclosure, Gay, I don't think I mentioned this to you, but I guess I'm late to the game when it comes to your organization. I first heard about it. I was attending Apartmentalize last year in San Diego, and was standing relatively close to Doug Bibby, who I think is on your board now, and
our national board.
Yeah, and he's a great person, icon in our industry with the NMHC. But anyway, I saw him kind of being cornered by somebody who, it turns out, is your CEO and president, David Williams, and they were in an intense conversation. And anytime I see Doug Bibby in an intense conversation, I have a chance to eavesdrop. That's what I did. And I heard them talking about your program, and it sounded like a wonderful program at the time. And I'm glad we got the opportunity today to talk about it, because it's been expanded in many parts of the country, but into Houston now, which is where our radio show is headquartered. So tell us a little bit about situational homelessness and unstable housing. What does that mean? What's the definition?
Well, let me tell you, it means a lot of different things. And so many people in America right now are exactly in that situation. Over 50% of the people in America have less than $1,000 to their name. So to be situationally homeless or to be unstable in their housing is a very, very real need. And so we look at situationally homeless as someone who is either in a shelter, on someone's sofa, maybe at, kind of couch surfing, that sort of thing, maybe had to move back home with parents. So that sort of thing. We work with a lot of people that are in shelters or that domestic abuse. But again, that can happen in just a blink of an eye. Of course, with COVID, it happened even more. Mm-hmm. And I talk to people and they will say to me, I was doing okay. But then I lost my job, and then I lost my job, and then I lost my home. And the last thing to go was my car. So, those are the things that happen. And then this is where people end up. And it happens, like I said, very quickly. And we then have the opportunity to help within the apartment industry. But the main thing is it's the unstable housing, too. A lot of the programs that are here in Houston or in other places, you might get an apartment for a certain amount of time. But if you don't have a job, then that's the issue, too. So, several years ago, our founder, which was an apartment owner, a developer, was actually reading an article about situationally homelessness and how quickly it can happen, what could happen. And he took that home with him and thought, there's got to be something I could do to help. I own apartments. We have a need. I wonder how we could make this work. So within his own organization, which was Middleburg Properties, Chris Finley said, well, I'm going to see if we can talk to some, nonprofits that maybe have people sheltered, if we could get them, and if they had some training, or maybe they just already have the skills with the introductory jobs. So whether it be housekeeping or, groundskeeping, something that you could kind of learn as you go along. And so he did that for a couple of years, and it worked out. So then he started telling his friends, because everybody in the apartment industry are friends. So he told his people, friends there in the Virginia area. And what was wonderful about it is that it all started working with everybody around there. And so in about 2015, it became a nonprofit, Shelters to Shutters. And right before COVID, they were thinking about expanding, but they waited and got some interest in several cities. Houston was one of them. And then about 2 years ago in June, well, David was hired in the spring of that year. David is actually, for people in the Houston area, 40 years ago, David was the founding CEO of the Houston Food Bank. Mm. So he comes with great credentials. He went from there to Make-A-Wish. Well, he went to actually make, he ended up at Make-A-Wish and was there as their CEO for a number of years. And so we are very, very fortunate to have him come on and lead a new organization, because it really is a new organization and a new model. So he came on. Houston was, of course, a targeted area. I'm happy to say that I am the first hire of executive directors outside of the D.C. area. Mm-hmm. And so we are very proud of that. Of course, always we want to be first in Texas. So we're very happy about that. And in June, a couple of years ago, I started.
And Leah, tell us a little bit about how Sync Residential has gotten involved with the program.
So Sync, we are a multifamily property management company here in headquartered here in Houston, and we have multiple properties spread across throughout Texas, including San Antonio, Dallas, Fort Worth. But we struggle with talent. Right. There's a lot there. It's really hard to find good people to work and to stay loyal and to work for a company in the long term. Turnover is a very it's pretty standard within the industry. And we were looking at ways on how we can leverage different avenues of finding our talent. And at the same time, we would also wanted to give back to the community, and S2S, or Shelters to Shutters, was the perfect opportunity to leverage and help partner and find these people that are could potentially be very skillful workers, and at the same time provide something that they are needing.
Yeah, and I mean that's really part of it. It's not just the housing; it's also helping them get started in a career. And, and you know, we've done episode after episode of our show talking about the shortages in certain roles and the turnover in certain roles when it comes to multifamily operations. So it really is a good match.
It is a great match. And what happens is like they find not only a job. And what we're always happy to say is, because the people in the situations that they have been in, when they get a job, they are a grateful, hardworking, you know, wanting to do the best they can for their employer, and to set down roots, because they haven't had that for a while. And of course, most of the people in our program had other things. I mean, they had a life, they had a job, they had a home, and then something happened. So we're just getting them back to where they used to be, because this was a short-term thing. So it really is just a hand up, because they really had all these things before. So they're ready to go. Mm-hmm. So, but they really are grateful. They're hard workers. And the people that we work with are so grateful to have, you know, the workers that we send them.
How about it, Juan? Are you grateful?
Oh, very grateful, sir. I got caught in a, in a downward spiral. Make it nice and sweet. Back in 2019, I came down. I'm a diabetic. Came down with a foot infection. Put me out of commission for 6 months up at the VA. After that, when I got released, I came into, I guess, my universe with the COVID-19 in full bloom. So I couldn't do anything. Couldn't even walk or stand for long periods. Then something happened that was not anticipated, that the VA canceled some of my benefits. So I lost my apartment. I couldn't work because of my foot situation. And next thing you know, I winded up at a Salvation Army shelter. That's where I met Ms. Jackson. And apparently I made the grade with her with what she was looking for. And now I'm living in, I have my apartment and I'm working in the same property. And I'm very grateful. And I got steel-toe boots, safety glasses, all that to go with it, and even coveralls if I need to.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're going to break it here. I want to talk a little bit more with you in the next segment, Juan, about your, you know, your story and so forth. But we're going to be back after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress. Stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to RevLMC.com to find out more. That's RevLMC.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. Today, we're discussing an important and timely topic to the multifamily industry, situational homelessness, a multifamily answer. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio are Gay Jackson, the executive director for the Houston, for Houston area, I guess, with Shelters to Shutters, and Leah Nguyen, the human resources director at Sync Residential. And also joining us by phone is Juan, who is a placement with the Shelter to Shutters program. I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to the archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Gay, let's talk about some of the different components of the program, because it's not just finding an apartment and someone to live in it. There's a lot that goes into this program. Talk about some of those things.
Sure. I absolutely adore and love our program because the model is so wonderful. We meet, individuals through our referring agencies, which, you know, we are a huge collaboration of other organizations and businesses that make this work. We work with referring agencies, they're nonprofits, like, for instance, the Salvation Army Veteran Shelter that Juan was at. And we work with all kinds of other places. They are the first people that vet. They find someone that is, going to be a good fit for us. Then I get to talk to them. And we, again, work to make sure that that's a good fit. And then once they come on with us, we have Edge to Learn, which a lot of people here in the multifamily business will know, we have courses that we give them. As they're waiting for interviews and things like that. So they take courses, we do assessments, all of that. We have people that will help. We have volunteers that will help with resume writing, if they need interview coaching, all of that. We also have mentors. As soon as we have a participant, we get them a mentor. These are volunteers from the community. Normally, they're a fabulous, you know, professional person that we ask for 1 to 2 hours a week is all it takes. And so, but that is a person that kind of just walks behind. Walk beside them. We ask them to commit to at least a year with them. And so that's their extra special buddy. Of course, they always have me. Mm-hmm. And then we go through the interview process. If there's training that needs to be done, and I will tell you that maybe a little bit later about some of the new initiatives we have and pilots we're doing here in Houston. But right now, we will get them into a job. It could be groundskeeper. It could be KMT. It could be leasing, all of those different jobs. And once they get their job, then part of it is that we ask our industry partner to forego the first month's rent and the deposit. Our people are coming from a place where they do not have savings. So we ask for them to take care of that for them. And then we ask for an additional, for the first year, an additional help with that first year's rent. But then they move in. They get their job. They start their job. They move in to an apartment. If they have children, et cetera, then because we do have a lot of, you know, mothers with children, mm-hmm. families, then they'll get a bigger apartment. But then we have court furniture. And I know in the multifamily industry, everyone knows court. Court then donates an entire house full of furniture and all that goes with that. Mm. So they move in not to an apartment, they move into a home. So there's pots and pans and, you know, new sheets and towels, et cetera, which is just wonderful. And then we have, only in Houston, because we do have the Houston Food Bank, we have the Houston Food Bank that gives us a card that we give to our participant, and they are able to twice a month for 2 years, go into one of their pantries, not just here's some food. They get to go shopping in one of the food bank pantries where at least half of that food is fresh. So I have been there and seen it, and they're getting meat and cheese and milk and all the things that you might need to help sustain yourself and make you stable for at least the first 2 years. So we have that for them. If they need a computer or an iPad, we're able to get them that too.
Just the thought that comes to my mind, and Leah, you may be able to talk to this, but it seems like you would have no problem getting buy-in from multifamily operators for this because they need the people to work. They certainly have vacant units typically available. What you know, is there any issue in trying to get more people to sign up as far as multifamily operators?
Well, for us in particular, we always want to find a way to give back to the community, mm-hmm. and we feel that Shelters to Shutters is a great avenue for it. There is certainly some financial impact on the company in providing our services or having this as an avenue to find talent. Of course, it comes with us figuring out the numbers to see how it's going to make sense for these individuals to be able to afford an apartment. Go on a limb and say that other potential industry partners who have Class B or C properties that the rent may be a little bit lower on the mm-hmm. market would be easier to manipulate those numbers to make it work. We were able to do it even as Class A property, so I feel like this is a great avenue for anyone, any company in the multifamily industry to be a part of.
Juan, are you using that card at the food bank?
No, sir, but I am a recipient of SNAPs,
uh-huh.
and I do use it. When I need groceries, stuff like that. And Ms. Jackson has spoken to me about that food bank card and that program where I could maybe get some things like vegetables, fresh vegetables, stuff like that, sir.
Tell me a little bit, Juan, about what once you came on board with the company and moved into your place, what type of work are you doing now?
Well, I'm my title is the groundkeeper. My biggest thing here is the swimming pool, areas around the swimming pool. My background goes into industrial maintenance. I've done lawn work, work for Georgia Pacific, for example, big machinery, stuff like that, plywood sheets. Then I moved to Texas, and I started my improving my chances for employment, for example, taking electrical courses that I was short on. I have the experience, but no credentials.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything just came to a sudden stop with this problem with my foot. I'm like a kid again. I got to learn how to walk, you know, balance, stuff like that. So this was a good opportunity for me, or it is a good opportunity for me to have some kind of normalcy. You know, so far I can ride my bicycle. I'm able to stand up on the pedals and so on and walk around. I'm on my feet all the time here. And it is very, very, very gratifying that I just happened to be a recipient of this program, and it is very, I'm very thankful to get back on my feet again, or at least a start to get back on my feet again.
That's fantastic. We've got about 2 minutes left in this segment. Gay, tell us a little bit more about some of the benefits that the recipients get from the program.
Well, we do ask for them to commit for at least a year. And so, in fact, we have a participant next week that is going to be, you know, having their first year anniversary. And, you know, it's wonderful because where they're working, I call because I wanted to maybe bring in breakfast or do something. Mm-hmm. And there's a plaque that we give them and things. And they said, oh, no, we're going to be doing, he's part of our community. We're bringing in lunch.
Oh.
we're getting a gift and whatever. It was just really, really great.
Sure.
And I said, well, okay, well, then I'll come early and I'll bring, the breakfast or something. So the benefits are innumerable. They get the opportunity to, like I said, I think a lot of it is the mentorship. We also have continuing education so that if, and through the Edge to Learn or through other programs that we have, they can get their EPA for free. They can get their CPO for free. We have all of those programs that we now have online for them that maybe even if they didn't have it when they got their job. And those are just new things that we're getting all the time. I mean, Shelter to Shutters is groundbreaking because we're just adding and adding. We're in 9 cities now, and we, are going to just keep expanding.
Yeah, and we're going to cover in our final segment where you are located now and where you're planning on expanding, because I think that's important for people who are listening. If they want to get involved, they know that it's coming their way. We're going to go ahead and break it here. We're going to be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Say goodbye to pen and paper processes, labor shortages, and unhappy residents, and say hello to HappyCo, the only multifamily platform that supports every stage of your property lifecycle. Improve your portfolio with Happy Asset, the ROI-driving asset optimization solution for owners, acquisition directors, and asset managers. Manage your portfolio with Happy Property, a suite of intuitive tools that streamline operations, empower teams, and delight residents. Service your portfolio with Happy Force, an always-on remote maintenance workforce for multifamily specialists designed to increase resident satisfaction. HappyCo, multifamily solutions to smile about. For more information, visit the website at happy.co.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing an important topic to the multifamily industry, situational homelessness, a multifamily answer. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio is Gay Jackson, the executive director for Houston with Shelters to Shutters, and Leah Nguyen, the human resources director for Sync Residential. Also joining us by phone is Juan, who is a placement with the Shelters to Shutter program. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. HappyCo, multifamily solutions to smile about. Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security needs. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, don't delay, call Balanced Asset Solutions today. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Gay, when we're talking about situational homelessness, I think that there, your website quoted that there were about 3 million people in the U.S. who find themselves as homeless, yes. And that 83% of those are situationally homeless.
Yes.
Let's define that.
Yes. It's interesting because those are numbers that I think anybody would be shocked to say, because 83% means that the people that you don't think about as being homeless are the people that we're taught that's the majority. 17% of the people in America that are homeless are the chronically homeless. Mm-hmm. Those are the people you see. Those are the people that, you know, have mental illness and have issues that really, you know, would not be fitting back into our program and be able to do something. So, and we have lots and lots of programs for those people. But situationally homeless is kind of, I kind of look at it, and having worked in this, you know, situation for a couple of years, is it's the people that you don't see, you don't think about. I have a woman who came to me, and she had been living in her car for about 3 months. She had been, you know, on a, she had had a good job. She was an administrative assistant for somebody. She lost her job, lost her home. She was in her car. And I said to her, well, you know, tell me about your support system. You know, why, you know, is there something we can help you kind of bridge till we can get you something? And I said, well, you know, do you have, you know, she told me she went to church. And I said, well, great. Well, how about your church friends? I said, where do you go to church? And she said, well, I go to Second Baptist. We all know Second Baptist. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking that, you know, I'm thinking, okay, well, she probably goes to some outskirts, you know, Second Baptist, because they have a lot of them. And then she said, and I said, oh, so, you know, where are? And she said, well, no, I'm right here on Woodway. Mm. So right on Woodway. And if you're from Houston, you know, that's a very highly populated, exclusive sort of area. The woman is living in her car. And she said, nobody knew that she was situationally homeless. Mm. No one knew she was homeless within her church group that she was very involved with, because it's an embarrassment. Mm-hmm. She didn't want to tell people. So that is sometimes what we run up against. With working with people in these extremes. And that's sometimes why they get to the place where they really are in a shelter, or they really are in a place where that, you know, they're in a sofa, or they're, you know, or they're in their car, because they don't want to ask for help. And so that is why I'm so happy that this, our organization, gives people, you know, hope back. It's, you know, it's a way that is not embarrassing. You know, you're maybe getting training, you're doing the different things that it takes, but you're doing it. They're doing it. We're just giving them the avenue. And I love that. You know, I have a lady that just started a KMT class yesterday at, you know, she is from out of town. She is from, came here for domestic abuse, leaving that. And she and her little boy, you know, ended up at a shelter. She was a nurse practitioner where she's from in Chicago. She, you know, but she didn't have a home. So it's what we look at all the time is how do you get a job without a dress? How do you get a dress without a job? Mm-hmm. And so what is great about our program is that we do both. And so she's going to be a maintenance tech coming up in the next month or two. And she's going to do that because she wants a place where she can live and work.
Yeah.
And she's going to be there when her kid comes home from school. You know, and she doesn't have to have a car because you're living and working in the same place. So our program just, you know, solves so many of the issues for people.
Yeah. Leah, as a human resource professional, obviously the fact that these folks are providing, are able to work at multifamily properties, and there's needs for workers, how do you see that playing out in the future as far as that growing?
I think the growth would be a very positive factor in the future. We are the scarcity of talent out there. I mean, there's so many variable factors on why this is such a struggle to find good workers. But from a HR perspective, all across different industries, not only multifamily, is that lower skilled level workers, including maintenance, they are going by the wayside. Mm-hmm. You don't have these younger kids that are going out of high school and say, I want to be a maintenance worker and going to get training for it. Mm-hmm. So this is a great opportunity and a great program to get people who were not necessarily skilled in those sectors to be fully skilled up to provide more of a talent pool for the multifamily industry moving forward in the future versus it being very scarce because they're going back to college to do other things.
Let's talk a little bit about the mentorship program. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about if someone, what they do as a mentor. And I'm sure there are people in our audience who, after hearing this, would like to try and help by being a mentor. What are some of the things that they need to know?
Well, being a mentor, I think it's very fulfilling, number one. In fact, I've had people who were mentors that, you know, the person has maybe been on the job of a year or so, and they're saying, well, you know, I'm not talking to them but once a month anymore. Do you have somebody else for me? You know, because they just really do love doing it. And so, yes, mentorship is, I think, one of the huge keys to our program, because someone is going to be there to just check in with them. I think, you know, Juan has said to me, and Juan, you can say for yourself, I think, but that he enjoyed having someone, you know, just to have someone who kind of say, how you doing today?
Yeah.
You know, you're on a new job. You're in a situation that you haven't done before. What we're doing now, we used to always give them a mentor as they started their job. We're now getting the mentor as they start into our program. Mm. Because going through, you know, it's nerve-wracking to go through and try to get a job in an industry you don't know. Whether we're going to be getting them KMT training, or they're going to be getting training to be a leasing agent, or they're just going straight into a job, to have someone that just kind of walks beside you. It does not have to be, it doesn't have to be that you see them all the time. It doesn't have to be any of that. You just need to check in, say you're there for them, ask how they're doing, that sort of thing. We did have one person that was moving to Texas. His mentor, you know, just took him to get his driver's license. Mm-hmm. You know, as simple as picking him up, driving to get his driver's license was a huge deal. How was he going to do it otherwise?
Right.
So there are things like that. We do have like a 45-minute little mentor training that we send people to. But I think it's one of the most fulfilling things that we do, is having people be mentor. And particularly, I think people that are in the multifamily business, to be a mentor I think would be very fulfilling because they know the business.
Sure.
You know, so many of the people I talk to that are now up in the higher echelon in the companies that we're working with, because the big national companies will say, well, I started as a leasing agent, or I'm the manager and I started as a groundskeeper. Mm-hmm. I met a guy last week that he was the manager of the complex. And he started as a groundskeeper.
Yeah.
You know, because I love that about this business. It is a growth path. It is a career path for our employees. And so that's one way I sell it to our, you know, younger people that are coming in that we're working with, that what a great way that, you know, so many people in this industry have been there 20, 30 years because they found a place where they can grow, find a kind of family unit, and of course, work for great companies that have great benefits, et cetera.
Yeah. Juan, we've got about a minute left in this segment. Tell us a little bit about the mentor experience for you.
Well, for me, it was great. Just the way Ms. Jackson said, just having somebody to check in on you, drop a line on you, asking you how you're doing, is like, wow, excellent, you know. So, you know, I will turn into a chatterbox, you know. but it was... It was great because, break the monotony of talking to my coworkers and somebody here's somebody actually asking you, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I'll drop by and we'll have lunch, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's been great.
That's wonderful.
And it's true. Somebody outside the norm asking you how you're doing, and even offering to maybe not a date, but have a lunch date, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's always great.
All right. Fantastic. Well, we're going to break it here. We're going to be back with our final segment of this episode right after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. EconServe has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call EconServe today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's EconServe at 713-662-3220.
We are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing something that is important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is Situational Homelessness, a Multifamily Answer. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio are Gay Jackson, the Executive Director for Houston with Shelter to Shutters, and Leah Nguyen, the Human Resources Director at Sync Residential. And also joining us by phone is Juan, who is a placement in the Shelters to Shutters program. You were talking a little bit, Gay, in one of the earlier segments about referral agencies, you know, mm-hmm. where you're able to connect with people that could benefit from the program. Tell us a little bit about some of the ones you work with.
Sure. They are, of course, you know, the lifeline for us. Mm-hmm. We work with the Salvation Army. We work with the Houston Area Women's Center. Love working with them. Goodwill, Baker Ripley, mm-hmm. U.S. Vets. You know, we are such a great place for veterans to come.
Yeah.
And we work with Work Faith, Star of Hope, HBI, which is the Houston Building Institute. Mm-hmm. So we're working with, you know, and of course, there's Harmony House. I mean, there's a lot that we work with. And of course, we're always looking for more because so many of the people have, you know, situationally homeless that, you know, they could stay in their shelter for just a short time. So we ask our referring agencies to, as soon as they find someone, get them to us, because it does take a little bit of time. This is not a job where you can look at, you know, you can go in today and say, can I get a job because it's, you know, flipping burgers or washing yeah. dishes or whatever. We do sometimes have to do training, or we have to go screenings. And so, and there has to be an opening in the community that we're of all of our industry partners. So it takes a little bit of patience and a little bit of time for our participants to be placed. But then what they're getting is fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you finding that you have a waiting list of people to the openings for placement?
Well, you know, and it's funny because it kind of comes and goes. Now that we have more industry partners, you know, now I'm looking for more, and you know, more right now I'm looking for more more participants.
Oh, wow.
But we used to have so many participants and I didn't have any place to place them. So, you know, it's part of my job is the juggling act.
Yeah.
Of making sure we've got whatever people need. Or a lot of times we have a lot of people that are looking, you know, that they really want to be a leasing agent, but it's not that easy to find a leasing job. I think the maintenance and those those entry level jobs are easier to find than leasing a lot of times. So and of course we always have a need for bilingual participants because that's so needed in Houston.
I want to ask a question and just get a quick answer from you. We did a very impactful episode here a few years ago on the situation with the apartment industry being able to recognize domestic abuse. And that is a situational homelessness.
Yes.
Cause, I would imagine. Are you seeing a lot of instances where you can help people that have come from that?
Yes. I love working with the Women's Center. We work with the Bay Area Turning Point, Sarah's House, et cetera. And again, I have never met men or women that have gone through that, but particularly that are the most determined to save their children, to start a new life. They will do whatever they need to do to get out of the, you know, because they've gotten out of that situation.
Yeah.
And so they also, that's why a mentor comes in so importantly at that time. I work with those people probably a little bit more, but I will tell you that the determination, the hard work that they put in, when I say you're going to take a class, you can't miss a day, I know they're not going to miss a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
Leah, let me ask you, being on the multifamily partner side of this process, what would you recommend to other folks around the country who are listening to this as far as getting involved with it?
So my recommendation is if you're a management company, definitely look into partnering with S2S. It's a great opportunity to find dedicated, pre-trained, skilled, or semi-skilled workers that are vetted. We do have the opportunity to vet them once again through based on the company standards. But to get these individuals who are willing to put in the work and move and make a difference within your team, on-site teams, it's phenomenal. So that's what my recommendation is, to explore it, give it a shot.
Okay. And so Juan, tell me a little bit about how you're feeling. How were you feeling before you found out about this program, and how are you feeling today?
Okay. Before the program, I was in a shelter with a whole bunch of other individuals, and we all had our own little dilemmas. Stress level was through the roof, and when it was great to find out that there was a program In fact, the way I found out was the day of Ms. Jackson coming in and interviewing us. That's the only, I didn't have no heads up. In fact, I didn't have time to shave or anything like that. It looked pretty, but I got the interview, and I had some qualifications that she was looking for, I believe, and now it's, I can really say that she was the one who tossed that lifeline to me to get back up on my feet again. And now stress level is way down. Just to tell you that one time I used to have a short fuse. Little things would set me off, and you're familiar with the way us veterans talk. You were going to hear a lot of French talk. But other than that, she was my lifeline there. You know, and I grabbed on and I took it, and I feel a lot better than I did back then. I can wake up, come to work, put in my 100%, regardless what they throw at me, anywhere from touching up paint to changing the dog station, the bags and stuff, all the way to bigger things like helping the maintenance guy with some air conditioned unit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's before I was walking around like looking at the ground. Now I can hold my chin up and, hey, I can see daylight at the end of the tunnel, you know.
Wow, that's great. A great transition. Gay, talk a little bit before I want to transition to something else about some of the initiatives that you have upcoming with the organization.
Well, what's wonderful is because we are a newer organization, we've got pilots going on all mm-hmm. over the country. What we are piloting here, and I am so excited about, is that we are working with SARE Jobs and the Goodwill to compress a CAMT course into 30 days. It'll be a full-time, you know, every day. And they will come out with their CAMT, you know, their certificate at the end of 30 days. I have talked to some of our industry partners that at like week two, will you be going, you know, could you come in and start kind of talking to them, interviewing them? And our goal and hope is that when they graduate from that program, that they will be going into a job, into a home. And so that within, you know, a 30-day period, they will go from where they were into a job, trained, ready to go on a career path. And so we're hoping to start that in May. And so we've got both programs up and coming, which is another need for because we're going to be doing 10 to 15 in every cohort.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be lots of mentors, lots of new people coming out on the field to do these jobs that are in demand.
Yeah. Well, I want to kind of transition and talk a little bit to each of you. First, for our listeners to know that you can go to the episode page for this episode on our website at multifamilyradio.com, and there will be a logo on that episode page for both Shelters to Shutters and Sync Residential. You click on that, it'll take you to the website, But Leah, tell us a little bit about Sync. I happen to know about it, but for our listeners' benefit, tell us a little bit about it and what you guys are doing now.
So Sync is based headquartered here in Houston. We have, 23 properties right now, and it's our properties are based in Houston, or throughout Houston, Fort Worth, Dallas, San Marcos, San Antonio, Fayetteville, and Atlanta. We've gotten a whole bunch of initiatives that we're rolling out. A lot of it is primarily geared towards training. We've got a phenomenal training department that's geared up right now, and we just rolled out our peer mentorship program this year, or earlier, last part of the year, last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really taking off this year. So along with Shelters to Shutters, providing the training and necessary for them to get into the industry, once they're in it, we're right alongside with Shelters to Shutters to train them up with what our expectations are as far as how to lease an apartment or how to make ready a unit. So really excited about the future and see and what's going to take hold in 2023 and 2024.
Okay. And Gay, let's talk a little. Oh, by the way, Leah, if someone wanted to reach out to you, how could they do that?
Yes. If you want to reach out to Sync Residential, you can go to our website. It's Sync, syncre.com. There's a career page on there. There's information about us, about what we're about and what we do. If you want to link with myself directly, my email is lnguyen@syncre.com.
Okay. And Gay, tell us a little bit about what cities you're in now. And where you're planning to roll out in the future.
Okay, well, we are in Dallas, Atlanta, Houston, Orlando, Phoenix, Charleston, South Carolina, the D.C. area, and Nashville.
Okay, and if someone wants to reach out to you to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
They can reach me at gay.jackson, G-A-Y-E.jackson, at shelters2shutters.org, or I would be happy to give them my phone number, 713-880-5683, or you can, you know, find us online at shelters2shutters.org, and you can find all of our other, the national information are all of our cities, but it's shelters2shutters.org, and we're excited. We're excited about all that's happening and where we're going. That they're in the talks with several other cities right now. So we're just looking forward to expanding but digging deep where we are.
Okay. And Juan, let me ask you this question: are you happy?
Yes, sir. I am very happy. I'm getting back up on my feet again. I got a vehicle now. Got a place, I got a roof over my head, I got a decent job, and I'm hacking away at it, you know, so it's, I'm happy. Yes, sir, I am.
Fantastic. Well, I appreciate everybody being here today. This is a great topic, and love to have you back when you get some more initiatives that you want to discuss with us, because this is an important issue that we need to be all in the multifamily industry, all need to be trying to do their part to help out with it. But we're going to be back next week with another great power panel of industry experts. We will be back with another great topic, and you have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.